Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria maksimum van 24, Johannesburg 22 en Sanin 30. Drie verdagtes wat met taxi-geweld verwante moorde in Oos-London verbind word, is vasgetrek deur 'n spesiale taskspan wat aangestel is om ernstige en gewelddadige misdaad in die Oos-Kaap te voorkom en ondersoek.
The murders are believed to have taken place between November 2023 and August 2024 in which two taxi owners, a taxi driver and a member of a taxi association were gunned down.
Volgens polisiewoordvoerder Atlenda Mate is twee van die verdagtes Vrydag by die Mall of Africa in Midrand in hegtenis geneem en die derde gister in Oos-London.
Police have seized four pistols and an AK-47 from the suspects. These firearms and rifle have been taken in for ballistics testing to determine their linkage to the murders and any other serious and violent crime. This matter is still under investigation and police will not comment further.
Die voorsitter van die oorgrensvereniging, Joseph Ndamani, het ernstige finansiële verliese vir die taxibedrijf bevestig weens die onlangse sluiting van die grens met Mosambiek. Hy sê bestuurders van voertuie wat op krediet gekoop is, het erg deurgeloop omdat hulle nie 'n inkomste gehad het tydens die sluiting nie. Terwyl vragoperasies hervat is, vra hy 'n vinnige oplossing in Mosambiek vir sakebestendigheid.
We lose a lot of money on the taxi industry. One taxi is making more than 50 to 40,000 a day. They're traveling a lot every day to come to this site. We got the 29 association crossing border to Mozambique. We want our government to try to talk to Mozambique government and then to try to fix these things and then to come to normal.
Intussen het die grensbestuursowerheid en die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens vragbedrywighede by die Lebombo-grens hervat. Die opeenhoping van skeepsladings is opgelos nadat Mosambiek die verwerkingsstelsels by Rissano Garcia herstel het. Woordvoerder van grensbestuur Memem Mgotsi sê die grenspos werk weer volstoom.
And on that basis we haven't had any negative news of any of our trucks being intercepted. In terms of the movement of people, we are indeed continuing to process the Mozambicans that are intending to go back to Mozambique as well as the South Africans intending to come back to South Africa.
Afgetrede regter Johan Kriegler sal 'n paneel van 3 lede lei in 'n ondersoek na beweringe van wanoptrede deur leiers van die Universiteit van Stellenbosch. Die beweringe wat opgehaal is deur kanselier Edwin Cameron, beweer daar was pogings om 'n ondersoekende verslag wat die sluiting van die Wilgenhof koshuis aanbeveel te verander. Kriegler se paneel sluit ook die regskenner Karisha Pillay en die bestuurskundige Themba Mosia in. Hulle mik om bevindinge teen 2 Desember aan die Universiteitsraad voor te lê. En in rugby kom die Springbokke vanaand kort na 16 Skotland op Murrayfield te staan. Eben Etzebeth wat die span op die veld lei sê hulle verwag 'n tawwe wedstryd.
We know we certainly can't take them lightly and we prepare fully against them and we know it's going to be a massive challenge for us in all areas. So the kicking game will be a big challenge obviously with the rules changing a bit. We all always know their forwards will be up for it. They always have good plans come line-out time, come scrum time and there's also a few South Africans in there that will try and give them some insight into our camp as well. So it's going to be a good challenge.
Ex Martine van der Walt Eilers, our top story this hour, three suspects linked to East London taxi violence related murders will appear in court soon following their arrest by a special task team.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
Oh.